Up next, Joshua P. Warren, amazing ways to prove psychic ability to yourself. That'll be Joshua's paranormal moment on Coast to Coast AM. It's that eerie time of the week again. Joshua P. Warren with his Coast to Coast paranormal moment. Joshua, welcome back, my friend. How are you?
Hey, doing very well. And speaking of eerie, if I sound a little quieter than usual tonight, it's because I'm in a hotel room and I'm speaking this weekend at the big Chicago Ghost Conference, and I'm actually staying in a hotel in the general neighborhood of one of your favorite creeps, George, the killer clown, John Wayne Gacy.
Oh, yes.
How's that starting out for a spooky night?
I'm telling you, I just saw a movie on John Wayne Gacy, and that guy truly is the creeps. I mean, that was the things he did in the dressing up like the clown and the obsession he had. Just unbelievable. Talk about eerie.
Well, you know, since that Halloween is on the way, there are all these costume shops that are already selling their wares, and I've already seen a couple of people walking around here dressed as a clown, and it gives me a chill every single time. But, you know, since I've been here in the Chicago area, I've been going to some just hair-raising sites, places that are incredibly spooky, but I must say, so far, maybe the scariest thing that I have done was actually step out onto that new sky ledge they have at the Willis Tower, which, of course, used to be the Sears Tower. And if you haven't heard about this, it actually is a sort of a balcony that sticks out off the top floor of the tower, and it has a clear bottom that's only about 3 inches thick. And when you step on this, there is something so unnatural, so counterintuitive about putting your body out over this area, standing on air, that I was kind of surprised by the little start I got in my heart, you might say. So I recommend that to anybody who doesn't have severe fear of heights.
Tonight's paranormal moment, amazing ways to prove psychic ability to yourself.
Yeah, I figured that, you know, here it is, the beginning of October, and now the Halloween season is full-blown into effect, and it's important for us to really start trying to open ourselves up to paranormal experiences, because people ask me all the time whether or not there actually is more paranormal activity around Halloween. And the answer is yes. For one thing, I believe it has to do with the fact that in our part of the world, we are actually facing away from the sun, and that actually increases a lot of the activity around here because the sun is disruptive to some of these subtle electromagnetic frequencies that manifest in all of these unusual things. But secondly, it has to do with our mindset. It has to do with the fact that we become more aware of what's unusual. We are expecting it to happen, and